Well, welcome to Sex and Podcasting's first Taking It on the Road episode. I imagine I'll do a bunch of these over the years. This is about the gear and the ethic of getting out of the studio and doing remotes. Remotes are a really big part of, I think, community podcasting, and it's all about getting the voices of real people and bringing them back and putting them together in a show and laying it down for the rest of us to hear. I'm sure that a lot of people will do that. I think one of the really important things about community podcasting is the ethic of letting people tell their own stories in their own words. And in order to do that, you have to go to them. They're not going to come to your house or your studio or whatever. You have to go to their place and stick your microphone in their face and find out what's on their mind and put shows together that tell their story with as little distortion of their meaning as possible. Now, the ultimate of that is to teach them how to do this themselves, and I think a lot of us will do that. In the community radio arena, a lot of what the community radio stations are about is teaching regular people how to do radio so they can tell their own stories without anybody in the middle. But there are some people who are never going to want to do that. They're not that interested in media. They're not going to do more than one or two. And there, it's up to you and me and everybody else to get out there and get their stories from them and cut them together into shows and get them out here in podcasts. Well, a long time ago, what we used to use was Sony TC-110A cassette recorders and usually bulletproof microphones like EV-635As. This part of the show is the holy cow, technology is really different and a lot better. I bought a digital recorder, and the one I bought is a Marantz PMD-660, which competes pretty much head-to-head with the Edirol R1, which sounds really hip and just happens to be out of stock everywhere in the country right now, so I got this other one. And this one is also really hip. I've been fooling around with it. The stuff you hear in the background is some soundscape that I took this morning. I'm down at the farm today, and on the morning walk, I stopped and stuck a couple of microphones on the digital recorder and captured what you're hearing in the background. The woodpecker that you're hearing is probably not at your place. It's probably the one that's here. But the sound quality is just amazing and much better than it used to be. And the gear is really cheap. Now, if it turns out that you don't want to go off and do all that stuff, remember that just a laptop with a microphone crammed in the side is going to be probably pretty good, certainly good enough for a lot of vocal kinds of things. So, you know, you might want to just start out borrowing a laptop, or if you don't have one yourself, or taking yours, and just buy a cheap mic. Even the cheap mics today are pretty good, and if you put one of those on a laptop and just capture it to a WAV file, you can use free software to mix it down. I'll talk about that in another episode. You can do all kinds of things without spending a whole lot of money. So that's my rant about taking it on the road. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. You can join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.